The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We are back, final hour of the show at 8:03. Pretty cold outside, 27 now, and no, 20 degrees in Denver, but 31 in Aurora. Kind of weird when it's that big disparity, but those are accurate temperatures right now. We'll see, high today is around 43 and some sunshine. Big difference over last week. We have made a regular thing about getting together with one of the true warriors down at the state capitol, someone who's been a dear friend, former radio colleague, learned a lot from him about politics, local politics especially, rock-solid conservative, and currently our Senate minority leader at the Colorado State Legislature, Senator Chris Hulbert. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Good morning. Good morning, Randy.
How are you?
More cowbell, man. More cowbell.
That's right. Don't fear the reaper. And boy,
that's
those are words of wisdom for today. When we've got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez selling socialism, Democrat presidential candidates lining up in support of the new Green Deal, the Colorado legislature just passing, or at least getting ready to pass, bill after bill after bill. It's real easy if you're a limited government constitutional conservative who just wants to be left alone to feel like the Reaper is having his way with us. So you're down there in the belly of the beast fighting the battles every day. And so tell us, how do you do it and what should we be thinking about this weekend?
Well, right now, what we're seeing is some tension building, I think, between the House and Senate Democrat caucuses. There are some very reasonable people on that other side of the aisle. I think the first evidence that we saw of this was over the governor's call for so-called free full-day kindergarten. And I would think that most, if not all, of your listeners would identify very quickly it isn't free. It's very expensive. But the governor, in his State of the State address, called for a free full-day kindergarten, the funding for that. And the Democrats on the Joint Budget Committee have been fairly consistent in asking, well, how would you like to pay for that? Since we have a balanced budget requirement in Colorado, we can't deficit spend like Congress. And the Democrats on the Joint Budget Committee have to write a budget that is balanced and trying to prioritize these new priorities of our progressive governor. We've also seen this past week or two, Senate Bill 42. A movement, a bill that would take Colorado out of the Electoral College system and put us into a coalition of states. When it reaches 270 electoral votes, those states would elect a president by national popular vote. That bill passed the Senate 12 days ago, with all 19 Senate Democrats voting yes and all 16 Senate Republicans voting no. We're seeing examples like with the full day K, where Democrats are trying to put on or pump the brakes a bit to say, wait a minute, we can't go that far. But we're also seeing them just put their head down and move forward on things like the national popular vote. Why is that important? People are advocating against, for and against both of those issues. And I think it's fascinating to watch the dynamics among the Democrats, because they hold all the power right now, and to see where they agree or disagree. And I think it's very important for people of Colorado to keep perspective on that. When they do overreach in the eyes of a voter, remember that, because we have another opportunity coming up in about 19 months to vote on all 65 seats in our state house, half of the seats in the state Senate. And it would be such a blessing to get back to having balanced government where Republicans might control one or the other legislative chamber, so that we can say no and mean it and stop really bad ideas.
Well, it's interesting because it would be easy to assume that the Democrats took a look at the wipeout election success that they had here in the state of Colorado in November, and they understand that they now have all the reins of power for this entire legislative session, which has a whopping 83 days left in it. and that's a lot of days to do a lot of damage. And so they would just take advantage of the great success. Colorado's becoming a blue state, yada, yada, yada. But even Ted Trimpa, who's on with Chuck and Julie quite a bit, has talked about how the Democrats' belief that Colorado is still, in general, a maybe just barely, but a center-right state. And some strong evidence for that is what happened with the all of the other amendments and, you know, all the things that were voted down in the 2018 elections. So that adds credence to the argument that it was ground game. It's the decade of building up resources and communication and voter outreach and ballot harvesting that led to the Democrat wins, and not some huge takeover of the state of Colorado by radical leftists. So these Democrats, while they're in power, have to always be weighing and balancing what their wish list is versus what they're going to have to defend as they gear up for their next election.
Absolutely right. I recognize that some voters, unaffiliated, especially unaffiliated women, voted against one person, one personality who lives and works in Washington, D.C., the president. Please, conservatives, Republicans, center-right, unaffiliated, centrist voters, please recognize that Congress, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, and the president, they don't work at the Colorado Capitol, and we have about 19 months before we make a decision on all 65 of our state House seats, half of the state Senate. And I'm so grateful, Randy, for you, because for 8-9 years, you have recognized that we do have a core group of principled conservative folks at the state capitol doing the right thing. And if the voters in 2020 just lean a little bit to the right, we can take back a majority in the state Senate. We can win back seats in the state House, potentially take back that majority. The governor will be there for 4 years. But pay attention. Watch what the Democrats do. And I don't want to just say that everything they're doing is bad. Again, I do praise those Democrats on the Joint Budget Committee for standing up somewhat to the governor and say, wait a minute, a dollar means a dollar here. We have to operate on a balanced budget. This isn't Congress. We don't get to print money or go out and borrow it like Congress does. And they deserve credit for standing up and making those points. But when we see things like the national popular vote, the new sex ed bill that's moving through the House, we're seeing so much advocacy against that. If you're out there listening to 710 this morning, please don't forget those things when we get into September, October, November of 2020. You can make a difference. And as Randy just pointed out, this isn't a major shift into the blue. It was a marginal shift that gave them a few seats more in each of the House and Senate. And we can take those back in 2020.
So give your advice, and I know you've got a keynote speaker this morning, aren't you, at a breakfast somewhere?
At Elbert County Conservatives. So I'm sitting outside waiting to go in right now.
Yeah, so I know you got to go. Give folks, again, your kind of very quick tutorial on how they should be interacting with the legislature by email, with their voicemails, or when they are down at the Capitol or see their legislators at town halls or whatever.
Fantastic. Thank you for that question. Instead of telling him or her how you want them to vote, which is okay if you want to do that, but at least ask questions, because questions will help you, the constituent, the voter, understand where that legislator is. Are you familiar with, say, Senate Bill 42, the national popular vote? Yes or no? Have you taken a position on that bill? Yes or no? And if they have taken a position, or you could just cut right to the chase and ask, how are you going to vote on Senate Bill 42 or whatever bill you're concerned about? Asking those questions gives them the opportunity to answer. I'm a yes, I'm a no, I'm undecided. And it's really important that advocates treat those three groups differently. If the legislator agrees with you, thank you. That's all you need to say. Thank you. If they disagree with you, drive them crazy with the question I drove my mom crazy when I was 3 years old.
Why? Yep.
Why?
Yeah.
And then if they're undecided, pour on the education, the advocacy, explain why your position is right. Asking those questions isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength and power. And you will get more information if you at least include the questions, if not just skip the telling part and ask those questions. Please do that and make sure you treat those three groups differently because they're different.
Yeah, it's great stuff, Chris. And our Arapaho Tea Party meeting is this next Tuesday, 6:30, South Metro Fire Rescue Building. And I just think about what happens at Tea Party meetings, at town halls, at other gatherings when our elected officials show up. And so often it's the angry constituent who's up pointing fingers. Why did you do this? You said you were this, and now you voted like that. And it's always attack, attack, attack. And of course people are going to get defensive, they're going to turn away, or they're going to go shake that friendly, supportive hand. That is not how we change hearts and minds. And I'm not talking about radio, politics, the drama, all of the fun that we have sometimes in playing these clips and poking fun at them, et cetera. I'm talking about when you're one-on-one making those human connections with other human
yes.
beings, many of whom are simply trying to do a good job.
And thank you for that perspective. I've had constituents just the past few days email me and say, you know, I strongly urge you to vote no on Senate Bill 42, the National Popular Vote Bill. Well, I did.
Yeah.
10, 11 days ago.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I'm not saying that advocacy is bad.
Sure.
But having that conversation, even asking how would you vote or how did you vote, that allows that conversation. I try to respond back to people and say, hey, you know, I voted no Tuesday of the week before last, and all 19 Democrats voted yes, and all 16 Republicans voted no. And then to point them to people in the House yeah. who will still vote on that.
Yep.
So,
yeah, look at don't live your life venting on politicians. Live your life thinking about the next step you can take that can actually make a difference.
Yeah.
Great way to
Absolutely.
End it. Good luck with your presentation this morning, Chris. Always enjoy our time when you and I make our first billion. Let's just buy a radio station. We'll just do this every day.
Deal. Thanks, Randy.
All right. God bless you, sir. One line open, 303-696-1971. We'll start with Jack, who wants to comment on good old Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Good morning, Jack.
Yeah, good morning, Randy. There's two points that I'm kind of surprised that people don't pick up on immediately. And the first one is this: what is this Ocasio-Cortez called? This green, what is it? What does she call it, the green one?
The New Green Deal, or the Green, no, the Green New
okay.
Deal, a takeoff on FDR's
okay.
New Deal, yeah.
Okay, well, why everybody doesn't understand that what the Democrats have done with that is they've basically slightly repackaged Agenda 21. They've taken Hillary's rejected face off it and put her cute little face on it, and that's basically what it is.
Yeah, there's no question about that, but it does make her dangerous. I liked the point that Trevor Loudon made earlier, that when you attack her, and I like to mock her, Alexandria Ocasio
yeah.
and stuff like that, she's a young, you know, peppy, pretty, energetic girl. Why would you be so mean to that person, you know?
Yeah, no, I know that's what they want you to think. But what Trevor missed was he said it was her ideas. What was missing in that whole thing, and I study everything. I look more for what's missing than what's there in virtually everything I do. And what's missing is she does not articulate a single individual personal idea. All she's doing is she's just reiterating Agenda 21. That's all she's doing. There's not a single idea of hers there, and that's why she's not dangerous.
It's great, great stuff, Jack. What's missing, since you look for the things that's missing, what's missing from
always.
This? 1-843-6572.
But here's the second point. Here's the second point. And if Harry Truman was alive, he would get it. He would absolutely get it. The Democrat Party is, in fact, the Communist Party. Socialism is just the gateway to communism. Simple as simple could be. And why the Democrats in this state still think they're not being what do they call them, the useful idiots. That's
yeah.
where they're at.
Fantastic, Jack. Always appreciate your calls. Take care.
Okay.
Yeah, Jack and I go way back to my old daily morning show days, several years ago now. And Just for people who are scratching their head, we were talking about the firing order on small block Chevys. We both have a bit of a mechanical background. Anyway, it's 8:17. Let's get back to the phones. If you'd like to weigh in, 303-696-1971. Helen in Littleton has been waiting a good long time, and Helen, I really appreciate it. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. You know, I hear you, and I am absolutely against socialism and everyone who provides help by taking your life away. But one of the things we need to address is why all these people start showing up in America. And I believe, because I see it and I live it, is that the foundation of family has fallen apart. So people turn to the government for help. If maybe we need to address how important it is to have a family who supports, you know, the kids until they grow and they build this way of thinking that the old America existed on base. I mean, isn't that a good reason why all these people show up suddenly in America?
Yeah, of course. It's a great reason. And I'm just, what is your background? Where are you from? What's your perspective on this personally?
You know, my background is Greek. And I say that because even in Greece, which we have, the foundation of family used to be the most important in the life of everyone, suddenly is falling apart due to globalism. And you see everything, the kids are not anymore, they don't have the connection that is supposed to be there. And I think the same thing is happening in America. We don't see the family anymore. And I'm not talking about people who are divorced. That is the least of the concern. We're talking about communicating with a family, one with the other, you know.
Yeah, having making sure you have those meals together at night, keeping tabs on each other's lives, not letting social media or how busy we are get in the way of remembering that those are the most important connections that you will ever make as a human being.
Yeah, and that's the beginning of socialism and communism.
Yeah.
Destroying the family and trying to take over your life.
Helen, I love that you waited to weigh in. I appreciate the call. I hope we hear from you often here on Wake Up with Randy Corbin.
Oh, thank you. I love your show. All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. I think we've got time for one more. And we love our back-to-back ladies. There's Jane in Brighton. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Randy. I'm confused. I've heard Tom Tancredo now on Chuck and Julie and another program. He's promoting the national popular vote. What's wrong with him? The rest of the Republicans are opposing it. Why? Why is he doing this?
Well, you know what? I have not heard him articulate that. He and I are having dinner this week, and I will certainly ask him or maybe have him on the show. That makes no sense to me. I heard him a bit on Chuck and Julie yesterday. And he was talking about what they're doing down on the southern border right now to get a fence built. But I hadn't heard a thing about the national popular vote. Have you heard any reasoning that was given?
Yeah, he's traveling around the country, I guess, for the National Popular Vote organization, promoting their line of thinking.
Well, I doubt that. And I just doubt that, Jane, but I will
but that's what he said.
Well, I'm going to text him right now, and we'll see if he's able to get back to me quick enough. We'll get an answer on that. What else you got?
I was wondering, too, this organization that he's in charge of with raising money for the fence.
Yeah.
I just would want to make sure that that's a legitimate organization and it doesn't wind up blowing up all over the rest of the Republicans if some of the people in there are not legitimate. It's a concern.
Well, I'll be spending a good chunk of quiet time with him later on this week, and so if we don't get some answers this morning, I'll bet I've got them by next Saturday.
Okay, well, thank you.
God bless you, Jane. Thank you very much for calling. All right, Jane's line is open, 303-696-1971. We're open lines now to the top of the hour. At 8:22, I'm Randy Corporan. You're listening to Denver's only live, local, conservative Saturday morning show, Wake Up with Randy Corporan, here on 710 KNUS.
Wow, Irv Brown was role model for me. My father was role model for Irv Brown. They are gone but not forgotten. Woody Page and I will remember Irv Brown. And we're also talking about the late, great Ron Lyle. There's a new book. We also need to talk about Virginia and the State of the Union. And we will.
The Craig Silverman Show.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
Saturday mornings from 9 to noon on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Hey, everybody. Mike Ball, host of the Restaurant Shows, every Saturday 3 to 5, every Sunday 10 o'clock until noon on News Talk 710 KNUS, inviting you to join me as we talk about this rapidly growing, changing, developing, this dynamic Denver metro restaurant scene. I'd love to have you join me. We take your calls. We give away gift certificates. We talk to restaurant owners. We have these events called Boyle Lunch Bunches and Boyle Supper Clubs where I get you great meals and great deals. All the information is always on my website at MikeBoyle.com, but join me every Saturday 3 to 5 and Sundays 10 to noon for the Restaurant Show.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at www.textrules.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply.
There's a mute button on your cell and one on your TV remote. Don't you wish there was one on your partner's snoring too? Thankfully, now there is. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device that increases airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. You'll get more air through your nose, so you'll breathe less through your mouth, which is often the cause of snoring. And thanks to Mute, less snoring means more sleep for me.
Hit the Mute button on your partner's snoring. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To get a valuable coupon, text the word MUTE to 246810. Text MUTE to 246810. For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep better.
It's that time of year again. Bring the entire family down to the Colorado Garden and Home Show. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Logan. From February 9th through the 17th at the Colorado Convention Center, you'll be able to get ideas while you research, compare, and buy thousands of products and services from hundreds of companies for inside and outside your home. Stroll through an acre of beautiful gardens with 10,000 flowers in bloom. And don't miss the CSU Education Garden to see new plants and get your questions answered by master gardeners. Take advantage of these show-only specials to save big. And in case you didn't know, all your ticket fee goes right back to Colorado nonprofits to build community gardens, greenhouses at schools, and many other great projects.
Belco presents the Colorado Garden and Home Show, sponsored by Dish and Sleep Number, February 9th through the 17th at the Colorado Convention Center. Discount tickets now on sale at AXS.com. Park at Bronco Stadium at Mile High Lot C for just $5 and take the free show shuttle. Presented by Belco, sponsored by Dish and Sleep Number in association with the Denver Post, 9 News, Colorado Garden Foundation, and Team Dave Logan.
Tune in to 710 KNUS every Saturday at noon for the best advice on building that nest egg. You'll hear expert advice on feathering your nest, caching resources for the future, and going for the gold, finches, with a show that can put a little more green in your day-to-day living. While they may not be Wall Street wizards, they are the wizards of wildlife. If you'd like to add the beautiful colors and melodious songs of wild birds to your portfolio, listen to Bird Talk, Saturdays at noon on 710 KNUS, presented by Wild Birds Unlimited. Scott and David Menno will enrich your life with tips on attracting birds, butterflies, bats, bees, and other things that don't start with B. The Bird Brothers will bring you fascinating interviews, nature news, insights on building the best wild bird habitat, and we hope to bring you a smile and a chuckle or two as well. So listen to Bird Talk every Saturday at noon right here on 710 KNUS.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text OPEN to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text OPEN to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's OPEN to 350-350.
Colorado Business Roundtable presents the second annual State of Higher Education Forum. Join us on Thursday, April 11th from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at History Colorado. The forum features presidents and chancellors from University of Colorado, University of Denver, Metropolitan State University of Denver, and the Colorado Community College System. Thank you to our event sponsor, TIAA. Register now at cobrt.com/events.
Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh.
Welcome back, 828. I'm still mad at Trevor Loudon for living in Florida. He stayed with us the whole 7 o'clock hour. Didn't mean to do that to him, but then he's going to go catch some blue crab. And that's what his life is like right now. We're 31 degrees in Aurora, 20 degrees in Denver. I'm Randy Corcoran, your pumped-up purveyor of principled, passionate patriotism. Phone lines on fire. One line open right now if you'd like to get in. We'll be doing phone calls right up to the end of the show, 303-696-1971. I heard the promo for Craig Silverman's show coming up at 9 o'clock. What a show that's going to be. And so I'm just going to make a quick comment about Irv Brown, another radio icon, a legend, passed away last week. I did not know Irv or the Hitman, Joe. In fact, I only know a few Denver radio icons. I know Peter Boyles, obviously. I know Mike Rosen pretty well. We've had some conversations. I know, obviously, Kaplis and Silverman. Stephen Tubbs, who was on over at KOA for such a long, long time. That's about the extent of my connection to Denver radio. But Irv and Joe were, I was a big sports talk radio listener back in the day. And in fact, some of the very first phone calls I ever made into talk radio, I believe, were with the Irv and Joe show. I don't think I did political call-ins before. I wasn't into it at all back at the height of Irv Brown and the Hitman. So, it's one of those things when you feel, and Joe, Irv was so likable. They were such a great team together. And you always felt like when you talked to Irv Brown on the radio, you didn't make fun of people or mock them or go after them like we sometimes do around here, especially with our liberal callers. It just seemed like what you saw and heard is what you got with Irv Brown. So that ought to be a phenomenal show with Craig Silverman coming up at 9 o'clock. Let's see. One piece of news, just real quick. And I know we've got full lines now. We'll get to them in just a second. But In-N-Out Burger is moving closer to that 2020 opening. This was the only piece of interesting news in the entire Saturday Denver Post this morning. But listen to this. It may not get the beloved California chain's animal-style burgers into the hands of eager Coloradoans any sooner, but In-N-Out Burger on Friday officially closed on deals to purchase properties. Looks like they'll be opening in 2020. California chain's animal-style burgers? Now, I've been in California plenty of times. I've had In-N-Out. They're just regular. They're not like animal cookies, right? They don't cut them into shapes. Is that how they're talking about beef now? I mean, I just, what is happening to America? What is happening to Colorado? What is happening to the Denver Post? Very, very good question. All right, the hot topic, we've had a lot of hot topics today, but Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the face, the voice of the youth movement, the socialist movement, the Democrat presidential candidates are jumping on board the Green New Deal. And here's what she said yesterday.
It's not just possible that we will create jobs and economic activity by transitioning to renewable energy, but it's inevitable that we are going to create jobs. It's inevitable that we're going to create industry, and it's inevitable that we can use the transition to 100% renewable energy as the vehicle to truly deliver and establish economic, social, and racial justice in the United
States. What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah, I learned today I'm not supposed to mock Alexandra because she's young and she means well. But Ronald Reagan had a very adult view on idiotic statements like that.
Well, the trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so.
Yeah, we dug up a bunch of Reagan stuff because his 106th anniversary of his birth was just last Wednesday. Really unbelievable. Before we get to the phones, though, we've got this amazing collage of comments from Venezuelans on socialism. And I won't play a ton of it, but I want to give you a taste of it right now.
I'm Cabot Phillips with Campus Reform. With the rise in socialism around America, we're in Washington, D.C. today talking to actual victims of socialism from Venezuela about what their message would be to young people that would like to see socialist policies here in the United States. Let's see what they have to say. What would be your message to young people that think socialism would be a good idea here in America?
Look yourself in the mirror of Venezuela and Cuba. You do not ever want anyone, not even close to socialism, to come to this country.
People are eating from trash bags in the street. So how has socialism actually helped the country? From the perspective of people who've lived through failed socialism, it's very hard to accomplish.
Yeah, I don't think any Venezuelan can really like socialism because we've seen it put in place very well.
It's not a game. It is not a game. It is not the route to go. It is not possible. It's not feasible. Don't fall for it.
It doesn't work the way the book says it works because we're humans and we have imperfections and socialism is too perfect to be true.
Check your history, look at the news, look at all the countries that have failed under a socialist government, like Cuba, like Venezuela.
In Venezuela, socialism doesn't work.
We've seen what happens when socialism kind of takes to the extreme.
Bernie Sanders, as your enemy, do not ever get involved with this individual or any of the other socialists.
Yeah, that goes on for a couple more minutes. We may play a little of it before the end of the show, but how interesting that Venezuelan freedom rally in Washington, D.C. was on last Wednesday, which was also the 106th anniversary of the birth of Ronald Reagan, one of the great advocates for liberty and capitalism here in the United States of America. Karen wants to weigh in with a strategy to fight socialists, so let's start there with full lines. Karen, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Terrific show, Randy, as always. I'm headed here to the Weld County meeting, where they, I don't know what they call it, but it's what people did last week.
Organizational meeting. The Republican organizational meeting.
Yeah, that's it. That's where I'm going to, but I'm taking the time to call you. Very quickly, I feel an op-ed coming on because I've been thinking a great deal about this, and I'm sure I'll do a lot more thinking. When I hear people talk about, well, don't mock her, take her seriously, take on her ideas, do this, do that. Number one, Republicans have never marched in lockstep and had one strategy. We have to fight on every single front. Mockery is absolutely a valuable thing. It's not the only thing. Mockery, humor, education, every ounce of strategy. The Democrats did not get where they've gotten by fighting on only one front. They fought on cultural fronts, on economic fronts, everything. And here's what I think is the thread running through all of it. And I really would love your thoughts if you have time. And that is that the thread is the passion and enthusiasm, which you do beautifully, is what the Democrats, they can be passionate about a shoelace. They're wrong. But political theater, of which I've always been a student, is about convincing people with your passion. We have the ideas, but we rarely show the unabashed passion. What do we have unabashed passion about? About the American experience, the American founding, the brilliance of respecting other people's freedom instead of trying to control their lives. I mean, and so that's what we have to do. And I'm sick and tired of people saying, oh, don't mock her. Oh, we have to be nice to her. Let's be polite. No, we ought to fight in every single front possible. If we can't get passionate about this, we can't get passionate about anything. This is what we have been waiting for, watching forgive me, I'm going on and on, and I always do that. This is what we were worried about for the better part of 10 years, and now we finally have it out here where we can see it. That's what I wanted to say, is this is what I was jumping up and down about for so long. I never thought they'd be so honest. So now we can see what we're fighting, and we have to fight with every barrel we've got.
And you know what, Karen? Whether it's leadership program of the Rockies or public speaking courses or, you know, Liberty Toastmasters or any other Toastmasters program, when you learn about the different facets of communication, it always starts with the heart. It always starts with the emotion. That's where you get people's attention. Once you have their attention, once you have their trust, then you can make some of the more finer points of the arguments. But I just couldn't agree with you more, and I appreciate you taking the time. Are you going to run for bonus member?
I don't know.
Okay.
I guess I'll see.
Well, you
know, I gotta find a place to park first.
I was elected as a bonus member last week at the Arapahoe County election, and I think it's very important to figure out what direction we're going to go for the leadership in the Republican Party.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. That's why I'm here.
All right, Karen.
So I'll see what happens.
God bless you.
Thank you very much, Randy.
You bet.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, Jim and Hans, I want to get to your calls. Break's just a minute or two away, so I think if you guys will hang on, you'll be first out of the gate on the other side. I did, in line with hearing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and those Venezuelans warning people at a rally in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday to stay away from socialism. Listen to this guy, one of the now four announced frontrunners for president on the Democrat Party side, Senator Cory Booker.
And so we have to deal with this. There is our planet is in peril, and we need to be bold. It's one of the reasons why I signed on to the resolution, a co-sponsor of the resolution for the Green New Deal. And there's a lot of people now that are blowing back on the Green New Deal. They're like, oh, it's impractical. Oh, it's too expensive. Oh, it's all of this. If we used to govern our dreams that way, we would have never gone to the moon. God, that's impractical. You see that ball in the sky? That's impractical. We are a nation that has done impossible things before. And my parents taught me reach for the moon, reach for the stars. Even if you come up short, at least you're going to be hovering above the ground. You'll be soaring, young man. And so we need to be bold again in America. We need to have dreams that other people say are impossible. We need to push the bounds of human potential, because that is our history. And when the planet has been in peril in the past, who came forward to save Earth from the scourge of Nazi and totalitarian regimes?
Listen, a point is made. Cory Booker, the Green New Deal is just like fighting Nazis, landing on the moon, the Marshall Plan. All of the things that people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez just simply do not understand. But, are these Democrat candidates going to be mock-worthy? Machiavellian? Mock-worthy for sure. Cory Booker, is he for real? I really, really don't think so. We'll go out into our break. We'll pick up your phone calls on the other side with this from Democrat Senator Jeff Merkley.
Socialism, right? I mean, in terms of the word, obviously, it's a word of significance.
Well, it is a society coming together to increase the standard of living of our seniors, and that is pretty much the definition, and the president's attacking it.
Wow. I don't know if that's desperation or the Democrats really believe that the American public in general, the voting public, is just that stupid. But that's what we got. That's what we're fighting. One line open, 303-696-1971. We'll be right back. We'll wrap up the show with the rest of your phone calls. Really great to have you along here on Wake Up with Randy Corporan, 710 KNUS.
CBS News Update. Virginia's top politicians are all embroiled in controversy. Two women accuse Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault. Virginia Democratic House Delegate Patrick Hope wants him out.
I believe these women. He needs to resign immediately. Should the Lieutenant Governor fail to do so, on Monday, I intend to introduce articles of impeachment.
CBS News correspondent Nicole Killian on Fairfax's response.
Now, Fairfax has said that he is not going to resign. He says these accusations are demonstrably false, that this is nothing more than a smear campaign. So at this point, we're kind of at an impasse.
Fairfax would take over if Governor Ralph Northam steps down. He's facing his own calls to resign over racial issues. So far, he has resisted those calls, saying he'll help to heal.
Irv Brown was role model for me. My father was role model for Irv Brown. They are gone but not forgotten. Woody Page and I will remember Irv Brown. And we're also talking about the late, great Ron Lyle. There's a new book. We also need to talk about Virginia and the State of the Union, and we will.
The Craig Silverman Show.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
Saturday mornings from 9 to noon on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Hi, this is Willie Dan with Stanford Funding. Mortgage rates are at an 8-month low right now. Stanford Funding is running a mortgage rate special with rates starting in the low 4s. Call us now at 303-458-8200 and see if Stanford Funding can help. We also offer purchase loans, cash out loans, or just lowering your monthly payment. Call Stanford Funding now at 303-458-8200 before the market moves again. At Stanford Funding, we offer the best of both worlds, low rates and world-class service. With over 20 years experience in the industry and the ability to fund loans with credit scores in the mid-500s to self-employed borrowers with just bank statements as their source of income. Stanford Funding is your local Colorado lender who can help with all your mortgage needs. So call Stanford Funding now at 303-458-8200 or talk to a live representative 24 hours a day at StanfordFunding.com.
NMLS 306720. Credit score 580. Loan to value 97%. Licensed by the Division of Real Estate.
G'day. I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-In Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-In Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-In Pest Free is 100% chemical free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
If you're thinking about updating that outdated kitchen or bathroom, now's the time. I'm Ted Spear, co-owner of All About Cabinets and Countertops at 35th and Wadsworth. Don't overpay for your cabinets and countertops. Our current specials and upgrades mean thousands of dollars in savings, even over those big box stores. Let us go to work for you. Come check out our showroom or call us today. 303-456-6400. That's 303-456-6400. Or visit our website at allaboutgreatdeals.com. Make a difference without the expense with All About Cabinets and Countertops.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Go to 710knus.com to download our free mobile app and listen to 710knus on your phone, anytime, anywhere. Message and data rates apply. We now return to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Hey, we're back. We've only got about 7 minutes left, so let's keep the calls pithy. Larry wrote in and said that Tancredo and the National Popular Vote, it was a link to something from 2011. I'll be spending a chunk of time with Tom later this week, so I'll find out about what's going on with the wall on the southern border and his position on that national popular vote now, and report back to you next Saturday on Wake Up with Randy Corbin. Don't forget our Arapaho Tea Party meeting this Tuesday, 6:30, South Metro Fire Rescue Building in Centennial. You can just Google Arapaho Tea Party, find the website, or go to the Facebook page. And then Monday night, Charles Murray will be at the Centennial Institute's monthly gathering of ideas. And I think that kicks off at 7 o'clock. Just Google Centennial Institute events out there at the Colorado Christian University. Jeff Hunt, we had him on in the 6 o'clock hour. All right, man, you know, socialism seems to be permeating the, certainly taking over the Democrat Party. Is it permeating the American mindset? Here's what Venezuelans were continuing to say about socialism at the Venezuela rally in Washington, D.C. on the 106th anniversary of Ronald Reagan's birth last Wednesday.
We also thought that this could never happen in our country. We had a balance of powers, we had democracy, and we elected our leaders.
People always talk about the Nazis and stuff like that, but nobody talks about the socialists and communism. It has killed probably more people than Nazis did.
It's this big lie to people who are disadvantaged, and it just actually makes them worse off.
It means a lot to me that this administration is doing something more than just sanctions and just words.
The people from Venezuela.
These are Venezuelans, kids. Democrats. Democrat socialists. These are people who actually understand what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is so glibly and brightly and enthusiastically talking about. So it is going to be up to you and me to make this case day after day, leading right up to these 2020 elections. So very critical. Jim in Littleton thinks we're already a socialist country. Jim, why do you say that?
Well, if we, you know, if you just get down the nitty gritty of the economics of what we borrowed in the past 20 years and what we're paying on the debt right now, we're already a socialist country. There's economic numbers that you can prove. If you just look at entitlements, regardless of your which aisle you stand on, whether it's deserved or not deserved, when they're paid back and when you get your money back, we're already paying taxes on it. There's a whole argument you can make of what have you. But not only that, if we continue down this path of what I call we're already a socialist, if you just look at the interest, it takes an economist to fully understand what I'm speaking of right now. But if we don't get on another path, you can forget about capitalism and socialism.
Jim, I'd love to explore this more. We're going to run out of time, but call me back next Saturday. Sure. Let's pursue this line of conversation. Thank you very much. Hans in Littleton, the importance of family. Go.
Yep. I was listening to a lady from Greece a while ago, and the points she made are so right on. And I just want to let you know that so much of the families are breaking apart today, and it's sad to see that. And I just wanted to give you my own testimony and tell you a little bit about what it's meant to me and the importance of family. I've always had the attitude that the family is a basic unit of society, and as the family goes, so goes society. Ever since the 1960s, and I'm from a large family, we've had a family reunion every 3 years. We put a lot of stock into family and family reunions. We have that every 3 years since the 1960s. And today, we're cultivating that relationship with the kids, the great-grandkids, and even the great-great-grandkids. We have 100 to 150 people at our family reunion. And every Sunday, we get together. My immediate family gets together, the kids and the grandkids, and we share all the events that are happening, have happened over the past week and what's coming up the next week. My wife cooks a gourmet meal, and it's one of the greatest times we have during the week. And I would like to see families that have been broken up like that, encourage them to get together and cultivate that relationship, because, you know, if everything else fails, family is the most important people that you can possibly understand, and they understand you. That's the comment I wanted to make,
yeah,
Randy.
That's great, Hans. I'm glad you waited to do it. And boy, this includes being on top of what our kids are learning or what they're being brainwashed with in their schools, and being a part, interactive, get on the school board, show up for the PTA, look at those school books, those homework assignments, etc. All starts at home. Thank you so much, Hans, for that.
You bet. Thanks, yeah. Randy, for what you're doing.
Yeah, you bet. So glad he waited. What a great way to end the show. Jim and Littleton had questions on Colorado's abortion law. Jim, because of time, I'm not going to bring you up, but let me just tell you real quick. Colorado just celebrated its ignominious 50-year anniversary, the first state in the union to legalize abortion. And yes, late-term abortion, the murdering of a baby after 22 weeks, Colorado is one of the few states where that's legal. So, yeah, I hate to end the show with that. I hate to report that to you. And I wish we'd had time for your call. If you want to talk more about it, just give me a call next Saturday at Wake Up with Randy Corporan. Appreciate you being there. I want to leave you with some wild, brilliant words of wisdom. Let's talk, let's hear first from one of my least favorite presidents in history.
I believe that together we can make America great again.
I bet Bill Clinton wishes he'd never said that. But Ronald Reagan did say this.
I have asked the cabinet and my staff a question, and now I put the same question to all of you. If not us, who? And if not now, when? It must be done by all of us.
Yep. That's right. I will see you at the Arapo Tea Party meeting next Tuesday. Craig Silverman is next. I'm Randy Corporan. Always remember, please never, ever forget, God loves you, and so do I.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.